Thank you, dear Chair. Allow me to join other committee members in welcoming the high-level delegation of Nepal and acknowledging efficiency, professional skills, and knowledge of Mrs. Bandana Rana. At the outset, I would like to note that Nepal has taken various legal and policy measures to align with Article 13 of the CEDA. Thus, the Constitution of Nepal recognizes the right to equality and guarantees special measures for women's economic empowerment. As highlighted in the 7th Periodic Report, among other laws to promote gender equality, Nepal has introduced laws to ensure equality in property ownership and financial access. During the reporting period, Nepal introduced social security benefits for workers in both formal and informal sectors through the enactment of the Social Security Act in 2017. The program and budget of the fiscal year 2022-23 prioritized the implementation of the Women First program, under which some programs were planned to be implemented for the development of women's leadership, economic self-reliance, and capacity building at the federal, provincial, and local levels. In December 2024, the National Planning Committee introduced the Integrated National Social Protection Framework to increase access to social security programs for disadvantaged and at-risk communities, especially those from marginalized groups, particularly in rural areas or from vulnerable backgrounds. However, despite significant strides made by Nepal in implementing Article 13 of CEDAW through legal reforms, financial inclusion programs, and increased participation in social and cultural sectors, as it was marked by Honorable Commissioner Mrs. Lili Hajur Basniat Thapa, I'm sure not to mispronounce your name, enforcement remains weak due to bureaucratic inefficiencies and socio-cultural barriers, and women in Nepal still face significant financial challenges in property ownership, banking access, loan approvals, and social security benefits. Since land and property are often registered in the name of male family members, women lack assets to use as collateral for bank loans and mortgages. Despite legal provisions for equal access to credit, banks often consider women higher risk borrowers, leading to stricter requirements or outright rejection. Family benefits such as pension, social security, and insurance are often controlled by male family members, leaving women financially dependent. Although Nepal's legal system grants daughters and wives inheritance rights, customary practices often prevent women from claiming property due to societal pressure and patriarchal norms. Women, especially in rural areas, often have limited control over financial assets and family property. Family benefits such as pension, social security, and insurance are often controlled by male family members, leaving women financially dependent. Widows may struggle to access other deceased husbands' pensions, to assess their deceased husband's pension or property due to bureaucratic hurdles and societal bias. Many women lack legal ownership of land or homes, making it harder to secure mortgages. Some women, especially in rural areas, lack citizenship certificates or other required documents to open bank accounts. My questions are, how does the government monitor and evaluate the effectiveness of laws and policies aimed at eliminating discrimination in economic and social life? What steps are being taken to address the gap between legal provisions and their implementation, especially in rural and marginalized communities? What steps has the government taken to fully implement and enforce women's equal inheritance and property rights? How is the government addressing gender-based discrimination in financial institutions, especially regarding loan approvals and collateral requirements? How does the government ensure that women from marginalized communities have equal access to financial resources? What mechanisms exist to ensure that financial and economic empowerment programs for women are reaching the most disadvantaged groups? What measures are in place to ensure that widows and single mothers receive the family benefits and financial security they are entitled to? What are the main obstacles in providing maternity and social security benefits to all women, particularly in the informal sector? How does the government ensure that women in rural areas are aware of and can easily access family benefits, financial credit, and property ownership rights? What reforms are being made to increase female property